Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The About That Action Quick Picks edition on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Get started today and you'll get a risk-free bet up to $500. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at wynnbet.com and download the app today.
We're also brought to you by Better Than Vegas. Better Than Vegas is your home for free daily video picks from SGPN. It's like YouTube for sports gambling, so make sure to subscribe to our profile at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV.
We're also brought to you by Roman. Roman is the straightforward way to take care of your ED. Just head to getroman.com/SGP for $15 off your first month. That's getroman.com/SGP.
And lastly, we're brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Underdog Fantasy is home to the Best Ball Mania contest where you can win $1 million. That's right, $1 million. Sign up now at underdogfantasy.com with promo code SGPN. That's underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN.
That action, boss.
Welcome everyone to About That Action, the Quick Picks EPL show on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. I'm your host, Kyle Waddy Watnell, joined by my co-host and partner in picks, Mark Megatron Glass. Today is Wednesday, May 5th. Happy Cinco de Mayo, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, but as you know, there's no time for feelings, even on a special holiday edition of the Quick
right.
Picks show, so let's hop right into it. I feel like we should... It's part of the picks anyways. It's part of the recap. We obviously talked about Manchester United versus Liverpool. That game was postponed. What are your thoughts on everything that transpired there?
First of all, surprised to see that supporters can get onto a field. It's always surprising to see that that can even happen in the realm of possibility. So that was surprising. Also surprising that they dealt with the situation. It seemed like the match was going to be a go again, but then they decide to postpone. Just overall surprising and unfortunate circumstances. Any other thoughts that you had on the whole situation? I mean, definitely was probably the biggest news out of the EPL over the weekend.
Yeah, we're assuming the fans that are watching this have heard about this. Obviously, the fans stormed the field at Old Trafford protesting the Glazer family, which owns Manchester United, in light of all this European Super League bullshit that's been going on. But yeah, I thought the same thing. I was like, how did they get through that? I guess
Crazy. Maybe
they figure like there's no fans, so maybe security was lessened or something.
Maybe.
But and then, yeah, I guess they had to postpone the game because there were so many fans that ran into the stadium. It was like you never know if someone slipped away or something. There was a report that someone made it all the way to the locker rooms. The players weren't out on the field, which was good. And it's like, you can't bring the players and the staff out in that situation. So understandable and unfortunate. It did impact my week because I actually took a loss overall
Mark,
in the week.
What was the last that hasn't happened in a while.
First time in a while. I went down $85. But if Manchester United get the win whenever that match is replayed, I haven't even checked for when that's going to happen. I don't know if they've announced
it
as
of
today.
While. Yeah.
Oh, they did. It's going to be on May 13th. So we'll have to check back on that one.
Sounds good.
But we had that game was postponed. I had Man City to beat Crystal Palace. They did so, but I took them to win with more than three goals on the game, and they won 2-0, which is unfortunate for me. Oh, well. And I guess I've been playing with fire. I've been flying pretty close to the sun with these prop bets. Sure. It was bound to happen eventually in a match that I should have won realistically. But anyways, West Ham, they won at plus money, which was very nice. That propped me up a bit. But Leeds United got smoked by Brighton 2-0. Pretty surprising, in my opinion. So overall, we went down $85, but hopefully we're going to win some of that back when Man United takes on Liverpool in a week from today.
You know, Mark, this sports betting game is a seesaw. And Mark, when your weight goes down, you know what it does? It lifts me up to the top. I put up a clean sweep over the weekend. Obviously, the Man U Liverpool match was postponed, so not sure what my action will be like on that one. But I was fortunate with the rest of my picks. They all went my way, so that was exciting. I had the Chelsea to get the win. I had West Ham to get the win at plus money, as you just mentioned. The draw of the week hits, Mark, in the most boring match of the weekend, Wolverhampton and West Brom. They draw 1-1. So you take those three wins, two of them being decent plus monies, and I end up with $378.78 in profit.
I have to wish you a congratulations.
Thank
I think
you.
It's the first draw of the week that we
yes,
hit.
Yes, yes. Very exciting stuff.
Nice way to justify that segment instead of just throwing money down the drain.
100%. So yeah, it was a good weekend. Good weekend in the EPL for me. Obviously, we did a Champions League show just yesterday, or a couple days ago. So really getting into the soccer these days, and let's keep that train going.
We should mention Champions League. It just transpired. Chelsea and Manchester City are into the final, which has implications for this show because, as we know, the top four English teams, they get the Champions League qualification spot. But now that an English team is guaranteed to win the Champions League and get that automatic qualification, suddenly fifth place has become a Champions League spot in the Premier League, which heats things up with Everton, Liverpool, Spurs, and West Ham all in contention.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Furthermore, Manchester United, they haven't played as of now in the second leg, but they beat Roma by four goals in the first leg of the Europa League. It's looking like they're going to go through to the final of the Europa League, which also, if they win that, has a Champions League spot.
Yes, the EPL's on fire. EPL's on
fire.
That
would mean that in the event that Man United win the Europa League, sixth place in the Premier League would secure Champions League.
How
which
crazy
is going to be. Yeah, it's suddenly given new life to these teams that were battling it out between ninth and fifth place. So it's going to be interesting to see how that impacts the betting lines.
Speaking of the two teams reaching the Champions League final being Manchester City and Chelsea this year, of course, this weekend, how special is this? The two teams play each other. So we get, if you will, a Champions League final preview, Mark. I'm sure this is a game we were going to talk about, so let's go ahead and dive into that one. Who do you like this weekend between Manchester City? They're a minus 110 favorite. Chelsea coming back as plus 335 dogs. What do you think?
Yeah, wild. I wonder if that's – I can't think of another time where it was like two teams booked their spot in the Champions League final and then played each other right away.
Immediately. Yeah,
I guess
pretty
the
cool.
only teams that could do that would be like Barcelona, Real Madrid, but I don't think that ever happened.
Right.
But anyways, yeah, I'm actually going to take Chelsea here because – obviously, they have a lot. They have a lot more to play for. Yeah, the price was very tantalizing, especially given the form that Chelsea's in. I mean, they've looked really strong both in the Premier League and in Europe. Absolutely manhandled Real Madrid.
Yeah, they did.
Obviously, I think Man City is better than Real Madrid. They're a step up, but it's like we said. You know, this is the preview to the big dance that's happening at the end of the month. I feel like Man City may not want to show their cards, given the lead that they have.
Interesting.
They've got a big lead, 13 points with a game in hand on Man United. They're going to win the league here.
I
with
like
only
this angle.
So I feel like maybe Man City doesn't want to show their cards in this match. And given how close in stature these two teams are, I think Man City's obviously the better team here. I don't think there's any argument against that. But Chelsea's in great form, and the differences are so small that with Man City not quite going for it in the same way that they would in a different context.
Right.
I really like Chelsea at plus 335 here. I'm going to take that.
Yeah, I like that as well. I mean, that's a big price, but I am going to take a slightly different approach to this match. This is my draw of the week, Mark. The most exciting match of the weekend I'm going to take to end in a draw. Kind of for the same reasons you got at. I mean, this is a spot where Chelsea needs it probably more than Man City, but at the same time, like, you know, Man City's never going to get beaten easily. They're hardly ever going to get beaten at all. So I could just see this being like a match where they're kind of both not showing their cards, as you said. Like, obviously, yep. They're going to break each other down a lot and watch each other's film and figure it all out. But I could see this one being kind of a little bit of a stalemate or a defensive game where maybe they're like, hey, like, we're going to be playing each other in the biggest match of our lives coming up shortly here. But this one is just kind of a one where they want to kind of just get a feel for each other, if you will. And I think that could contribute to it ending in a draw. You can get the draw at plus 245. So that's going to be my draw of the week. That's going to be my angle on this game. I like that you're taking Chelsea. Plus 335 is a big price. I think that's where the value is here. If there's, you know, two really solid teams in Man City just so comfortably in the driver's seat to secure the title, it makes sense that Chelsea could get a result here for a big payout. So I like it. Interesting matchup. Very interesting to have the two Champions League finalists immediately play each other right after that semifinals goes down. So pretty interesting stuff. For my first pick this weekend, I'm going to take Manchester United minus 130 versus Aston Villa. You can get Villa at plus 365. Manchester United sitting comfy towards the top of the table in second place. This is just one where, you know, Manchester United's game got canceled against Liverpool. They're having some success in the Europa League. They're starting to look real good. And minus 130 is just one of those prices that I'm okay with laying down, especially this early in the week. I think it'll probably get a little bit juicier as the week goes on. But I think Manchester United minus 130 is a decent price for a Villa team. Aston Villa, we've talked about them before. Sometimes they put up surprising results, but I just think Manchester United, a very solid team. It's been a while since they've blown a bad result to a bad team, and I don't see it happening here. So I think there's value on minus 130, your reaction to that.
Yeah, I can get on board with that. They've got fresh legs, too. Didn't have to play.
Exactly. And
although they have the European game on Thursday, but
that's,
I mean,
true. But yeah. Excellent form. They are, let's see, 4 wins in their last 5 matches. Aston Villa, they're kind of mixed form right now. They're sitting in the very middle of the table. This match doesn't mean much to them. They're sitting in 10th place. So minus 130 for a big team like Manchester United going against Villa seems like value, and that is my first pick. Mark, your second pick.
For my second pick, I'm going to take Spurs. They are traveling to Leeds. They're playing away at Leeds. Spurs are a plus 105 favorite, which is a line that I like. I think it's interesting because I was actually watching Spurs play this past week. Who'd they play? They played Sheffield. Obviously, mm-hmm. like, Sheffield's not a good team, right? They're already relegated. So,
yeah,
take this with a few grains of salt, if you will.
Okay.
But I think it's interesting just because as Jose Mourinho's tenure came to a close, he got so stubborn in his way that he wanted to play that defensive shape.
Right.
Because of who he is. And I could go on a whole rant, right? Is like Mourinho's the example of what happens when a player when a manager acquires the celebrity status and the ego of a top player.
Yeah,
right?
For sure.
He was so unwilling to change. Now under the new manager, they've got this license to go forward and play much more free. You can literally see such a big weight taken off the Spurs players' shoulders. And they're actually great to watch now, and their results are showing for it. They obviously lost to Man City in a cup final, but I mean, Man City is Man City. Other than that, they've looked really good. So I like them here against Leeds United, who are a team that, I mean, like we've spoken about before, they're bang on average. They're in 11th place, which is literally right in the middle of the table. So, I mean, they're a team that concedes a lot of goals, especially on counterattacks, which is Spurs' specialty here. Spurs, yep, just have so much firepower. And Spurs do have a tight defense. Like, I mean, if Jose Mourinho is leaving anything behind, it's that defensive structure that I think they can ride out for the rest of the season with a little bit of rejuvenation from Mourinho being gone, of course. So I think they have enough to withstand the offense of Leeds. And I think Leeds, like on the exact other side of the coin, doesn't have the defense to maintain this Spurs team. So I like them here at plus money.
Yeah, I think definitely worth the play. That's a good one. And as we were talking at the beginning of the show, with the new implications that could be coming with so many of these EPL teams doing well and gaining qualifications for the Champions League in different ways, those fifth and sixth place spots become ultra important. Tottenham right now sitting in sixth, just 2 points out of fifth, where West Ham's hanging on by a thread. So it's a must-win match for Tottenham. going against a lead side that, similarly to Aston Villa and me fading Aston Villa, you're going to fade Leeds because they're sitting in the middle of the table, not a whole lot to play for. And like you mentioned, with everything going on with Tottenham, with Mourinho moving on, it does seem like they're getting that bump. When a manager leaves office, there's sometimes a performance bump, and they're in very good form right now. So that's Mark's second play. My second play, let's see. Oh, I'm going to take West Ham again. West Ham's been doing good for us recently. You can get them at plus 130 as favorites. They take on Everton this weekend. Everton plus 215 on the money line. This is an interesting matchup because West Ham, we've been talking about it. They are slowly, Mark, sliding out of that fourth, now fifth. And it just feels like they're slowly sliding out of that Champions League picture. But they're hanging on by a thread, and this is a game they need to win to stay in that. They're at 58 points in fifth place. Chelsea in fourth is at 61 points. So they're a win out of fourth, right? They're a win out of fourth, but at the same time, they've got Tottenham breathing down their necks, only 2 points behind, and Liverpool only 2 points behind Tottenham in seventh. So there's just not a lot of wiggle room to drop any points. This is a super important match for West Ham. Honestly, looking at all the games this weekend, I would argue that this is the most important match for one team this weekend, and that is West Ham needs to get this win. And you can get them as plus money favorites. Everton's a good side that can show up. That's why it's kind of a little bit sketchy. But Everton's in eighth place. They have no shot of making the top four. So, I mean, West Ham, everything to play for. A huge, huge match for them this weekend. They've been doing me well recently with the slight plus money picks. Seems like they're often priced around this range where you can kind of get them in the plus 110 to plus 150 range. And they've really been making us good money in these spots. So I'm going to continue to back them. And I like them this weekend against Everton. What do you think?
This was actually my draw of the week.
Oh, interesting.
To be honest. So we're going out of order a little bit again, but that's fine. Yeah. The thing for me that I'm looking at, I wonder what the mindset of West Ham is going to be. This is West Ham's last, like, really tough test of the season against an Everton team.
If they draw, Mark, if they draw, they might be out. They might be out of the Champions League spot if they draw.
But I'm looking at their final three games, right? They have four games left, this Everton match. After that, they play Brighton, West Brom, and Southampton in that order, which is 14th, yeah, 19th, and 15th place, yeah, respectively.
Right.
So I think they can expect to get, like, 7 to 9 points out of those three games right there. Yeah. I think you look at this match and you say, hey, if we get a draw here and maybe we bank on Man City beating Chelsea this weekend, and Chelsea also have to focus on the FA Cup final. They're going to play Arsenal, City, Leicester, right? And they got the Champions League. Maybe they think, hey, you know, Chelsea's not going to pick up every point along the way, whereas there's a good chance that we do. So I could see that being a reason why this is a draw here.
There's just so little wiggle room, though. You know what I mean? They have to play every match like it's their last. I mean,
right,
I get what you're saying, but oh my gosh, like, there's just such little room here. Like, even if they get a draw, I don't want to say it, but like, they feel like one of those teams where something could go wrong in one of those last three matches. Even if they should be winning those last three matches, you just don't want to put yourself in that situation where you have to, you know?
Right. Well, let's also consider, as it stands right now, West Ham in fifth place by 2 points. That's a Champions League qualification.
Yes.
As it stands right now, because like we said, Champions League is going to, because it's an all English final, that opens up a fifth spot for West Ham. So if they can take a draw here and say, look at these next three matches, we're going to bet on ourselves to get almost the maximum amount of points out of that, if not the maximum. And then hopefully they can hold off Spurs and Liverpool. I think as long as they don't lose here and let Everton back into the fold, they'll be okay with this.
Mm.
And I mean, even all of that being said, I still think West Ham and Everton are very evenly matched
teams.
Yeah,
that's true.
You'd be harder pressed to find two teams that line up more closely on paper than these two, in my opinion.
I agree.
It could obviously go either way. Is West Ham at home? Did we look at that?
Let's see. West Ham.
Yeah, they're at home.
Yeah.
That could give them the bump, too. So, I don't know. I just thought this had draw written all over it just because of the matchup, player to player, team to team, even manager to manager, really. And then also given the context of what West Ham's season is looking like right now with the Champions League going on. So I'm going to take them as my draw of the week here going against you. That's a plus 240 payout.
Interesting. Interesting. I respect the breakdown. Definitely one of the matches of the week to watch. I mean, just so much on the line for both these teams. So definitely one that we had to talk about. Mark, your third and final.
My third and final, I'm going to take Wolves. They're at home facing Brighton. Brighton, a team at the bottom of, towards the bottom of the table. I mean, they're in 14th, so, I mean, the lower middle part of the table, whereas Wolves are in 12th. They're a few points clear of them. I don't know. I just haven't been able to get off the Wolves bandwagon left over from last season and the season before that. I think they finished in 7th in both years. Mm. Obviously, due to injury, they've been a lot weaker this year, and it reflects that they're in 12th place at the bottom half of the table. But I still like betting for them, especially at home. I think a plus 230 for Wolves is great value against Brighton. I think on paper, these two teams this season are very similar. I don't know. I just got to give it to Wolves almost as a value pick. Brighton are a team that are getting some surprise wins. Their form is okay. They won their last match, obviously, which hurt me because I bet on them to lose.
Yep.
But before that, it was a loss, two draws, another loss. So, I mean, they're getting results here and there, but I like Wolves as a defensive unit to hold off Brighton. They're pretty quick on the counter. They can do some good things in possession, but I like Wolves at home here. I think plus 230 is actually a really good value pick.
I like the dog shot on Wolves coming off that draw last week. Another kind of evenly matched one where they could definitely pull it off, so I like the shot at plus 230. My third and final is also not a barn burner match of the week. It's between Burnley and Fulham. Fulham are plus 120 favorites. Burnley you can find at plus 240. I'm going to go ahead and take this as my dog. Burnley plus 240. Fulham, basically the reason they're favored here is like they've been in terrible form. So I don't know why they're favored in that respect, but they're at home. Both these teams are in bad form. Burnley, one win in their last five. Fulham, no wins in their last five, just one draw to show for. I mean, it's just a crappy matchup at the bottom of the table. Burnley needs to be, they don't really need to be careful. They're tied with Newcastle 16th and 17th. Fulham's off that cliff at 27 points. I don't really see any way where they escape here. The only reason they're in that spot where they're favored is because if they were to win these last four matches, they could theoretically escape, but everything would have to go wrong for either Burnley or Newcastle to fall into that hole, and I just don't see it happening. So Burnley, I mean, two teams just in terrible form, both who are going to be looking at this match saying, hey, we can get some points out of this. I unfortunately, as I'm breaking it down out loud, I'm a little scared of the draw just thinking about it, but I'm going to go ahead and take the shot as a value pick, kind of like you did. Kind of like you did on Wolves, I'm going to take Burnley as the plus 240. I just feel like both these teams are going to look at this match and circle the other team's name on the calendar and say, this is one that we could win. So I see it being a close one. And when I see it being this close, I'm going to take the shot at the plus 240. What do you think?
Yeah, totally fair. I think that's pretty much the same logic as why I took Wolves over Brighton. It's just you got to shift like five places down the table.
it's
still
exactly
the same
right.
Concept.
It's exactly right. Before we close out the show with our Lock Dog Parlay, it's time for a quick word from our sponsors. This show is brought to you by WynnBET. WynnBET is bringing you the action of real sports betting with the Wynn Las Vegas experience. Get in on all your favorite teams, players, and sports games. Generous promos, odds, and parlays are happening right now at WynnBET. Get started today, and you'll receive a special offer of up to $500 in a risk-free sports bet. Terms and conditions apply. Get the details at wynnbet.com and download the app today.
We're also brought to you by Roman. Hey, look, no one's perfect. Even the best footballers in the world choke a big lead. Arsenal 4-0 to Newcastle at halftime. So if you feel like you come up short in the bedroom sometimes, that's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go to GetRoman.com/SGP. Now with Roman, you can get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your own home. A U.S.-licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find out the best treatment plan. And if medication is appropriate, it ships to you free with two-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/SGP and complete an online visit today. Go to GetRoman.com/SGP to get $15 off your first month. Look, there's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. GetRoman.com/SGP. Get started now to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
We're also brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. If you haven't played on Underdog Fantasy, you have to check it out. Their fantasy best ball tournaments are some of the best around, including their Best Ball Mania 2 tournament, where you can win $1 million. Plus, you can play a number of games involving parlaying player props for MLB, NBA, and much more. They also have a special NBA playoffs best ball tournament coming up as well, so go to underdogfantasy.com and use the promo code SGPN. And don't forget to enter their Best Ball Mania 2 tournament for your chance to win $1 million. That's underdogfantasy.com, promo code SGPN.
And lastly, we're brought to you by BetterThan.Vegas. It's like YouTube, but for what hashtag DGens only care about most, and that's sports betting. We're giving out free daily video picks over on our BetterThan.Vegas profile page. BetterThan.Vegas is also always running a ton of free contests, and they've got a ton of free picks and handicappers to check out. So make sure to subscribe to our profile so you don't miss a pick at sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/BTV.
And just like that, we're back. It's time to close out the show with the Lock Dog Parlay.
When we go to gamble, we go to lose subconsciously. I'm still alive.
All right.
Thanks a lot. Parlay.
Lock Dog Parlay.
I should mention at the top here, my parlay is still alive from last week, Mark, depending on that Liverpool-Manchester United result. Let's go ahead and get back on the Lock Dog Parlay train and try to come up with some more good results. Mark, your lock for this EPL weekend.
My lock, I'm going to give out a pick we didn't discuss on the show. It's okay. Leicester City at -235. They are hosting Newcastle on Friday. Obviously a huge gap in these teams. Leicester City is sitting in third. They did have a few slip-ups recently, so I think they've really circled this date on the calendar and said, hey, we got to hammer these guys. They just tied against Southampton, dropped some vital points there that they would have liked to pick up just to keep the gap with Chelsea alive. And obviously with Chelsea in great form breathing down their necks, I think Leicester City host Newcastle here, and they really pound them. So I'm going to take Leicester City at -235 as a lock.
Yep, a nice juicy 235 is your lock. My lock is going to be Manchester United at -130 versus Aston Villa. I already talked about why I like this game. I feel like there's good value on Man U at -130. Mark, your dog.
My dog, I usually like to give out a different one than the ones I picked, but I had such a hefty one that I feel good about. It's Chelsea at +335, nice. So I got to double down on that one and really get across to the listeners that there's money to be made on that pick. Full disclaimer, I don't owe you money if you lose, but that's going to be the lock.
I like
that's going to be the dog.
The dog.
It's going to be the lock dog.
Chelsea +335.
Lock that dog.
My dog is also pretty juicy. It's going to be Burnley. I just broke down their matchup against Fulham, two terribly formed teams who are going up against each other towards the bottom of the table. It's a matchup against two evenly matched teams, in my opinion. So I think anything can happen. Both teams are going to want to win against each other. It's an opportunity for points, but I'm going to take Burnley as my dog at +240. Mark, hit us with a parlay.
My parlay is pretty hilarious because, like, after all the analysis we've given on the show, I feel like I'm into this one. Like, it could really work.
Don't tell me Chelsea's in the parlay.
Of course they are. I'm parlaying. They were never not in the parlay. They were the first team in the parlay. I'm putting all three of my picks together, which are all plus money. Chelsea +335, Spurs +105, Wolves +230, and that's it. A three-gamer for +2,843, which is hilarious, short and sweet, just the way we like it. So let's see how that one works. I really do feel good about this one. I know it's going to be Wolves that blow it for me, but we'll see. We'll see. I have faith here.
All right, I like it. I'm going with a simple old two-teamer this weekend. I'm going to take Manchester United, which was my lock at -130. And then I'm also going to take West Ham at +130 against Everton. I really like those two games, so I'm just going to take those two teams on the money line together. And that parlay comes out to +307. Nice and simple, nice and easy. Thanks for listening to the show. You can subscribe to the podcast, rate, review. You can follow me at BetOnKyle on Twitter. You can follow at TheSGPN on Twitter. You can visit sportsgamblingpodcast.com. Any last words for Mark before we close out the show for the week?
No time for last words on the Quick Picks edition. We will see you next week.